It's Thursday, May 6th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. President Joe Biden has set a goal to get at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine to 70% of adults by the 4th of July. And part of that will mean additional funding and support for rural communities in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Part of the Biden administration's efforts will involve supporting vaccine education and on-the-ground outreach in rural communities. In our region, rural areas are estimated to have some of the highest vaccine hesitancy rates in the country. Shonda Schrader is a rural health expert. She says every education campaign needs to be matched with easy vaccine access.
So if you finally reach someone at the point at which they're ready to utilize care, but you don't have the care there for them to access, you've not done anything. You've actually frustrated the individual at the point at which they were finally ready.
In its announcement, the Biden administration said it would push local pharmacies to offer more walk-in appointments and that it would also increase the number of mobile units in rural areas. The idea is to meet people where they are. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
In Nevada, more than 46% of people 16 and older have received at least one shot of the vaccine. Nevada's Economic Forum released forecasts that suggest a quicker-than-expected economic recovery that will provide lawmakers additional tax revenue for the state budget. The panel projected that Nevada's tourism-driven economy will continue to rebound from the pandemic and generate a record-high general fund revenue in the next 2 years. The projection is significantly higher than the forum expected in December amid uncertainty about COVID-19 vaccines. It will allow lawmakers to decide whether to restore cuts made to the state budget at the height of the pandemic. Officials from the town of Minden say they will not abide by proposed legislation which would prohibit what are so-called sundown sirens. Historically, the alarms would sound when people of color were forced to leave town after sunset. The Reno Gazette Journal reports tribal leaders in the area have been trying to end the town's twice-daily alarm for decades. Minden officials say the siren, located in the town's volunteer fire department, is used to commemorate first responders, according to a 2007 ordinance. Tribal leaders told a newspaper that these alarms represent a dark past, and they feel that their concern has not been taken seriously. A law banning critical race theory from public schools went into effect in Idaho last week. And in Wyoming, State Superintendent Jillian Ballow denounced a Biden administration proposal to incentivize critical race education, calling it divisive. Rayland Rabaka is a professor of ethnic studies at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says critical race theory simply acknowledges that race and racism exist and shape our society.
Critical race theory could actually help people have some kind of racial language, some kind of way to be culturally sensitive.
When it's taught well, Rabaka says it helps students have constructive conversations about race. Grassroots efforts to keep critical race theory out of public schools have cropped up elsewhere in our region, including in Utah and Nevada. A California appeals court has upheld Governor Gavin Newsom's emergency powers during the coronavirus pandemic. Three judges from the 3rd District Court of Appeal in Sacramento Wednesday overturned a lower court, saying Newsom overstepped his authority. The case emerged from a lawsuit by two Republican state legislators. They said Newsom issued emergency orders in what amounted to a one-man rule. Newsom did everything from halt evictions to allow marriages to be conducted by video or teleconference. The appeals court agreed that the governor acted within the authority granted to him amid the crisis. The legislators said they would appeal to the state Supreme Court. A giant sequoia has been found smoldering and smoking in an area of Sequoia National Park that burned in one of California's huge wildfires last year. Wednesday, the National Park Service said that the cause appears to be the 2020 Castle Fire, which burned more than 270 square miles in the Sierra Nevada. Officials say the fact that areas are still smoldering and smoking from last year's fire demonstrates just how dry the park is. Much of California and the West is in deep drought, which could mean another difficult fire season. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, May 6th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.